Paul, I'm going to bet that's the first time you've done a radio interview with a puppet.
It is the first time. What about you? Is this a frequent?
Is this frequent? Am I going to admit it? I talk to puppets all the time. Yeah. No, it was the first time I interviewed a puppet on the air. That's true.
He has three interesting personalities.
At least.
Yes.
You know, we didn't explore the rest of them, but I'm so glad he called. And, you know, we did a lot of conversation about how to sort of not accidentally say the gentleman's name or where it is.
That's right.
And we made it. We did okay.
We went with the flow. We made it work.
And raccoons in trash reclamation working in airlines, you know.
It's a fitting character for the airline, I think.
It's yes. Not that hard to. Well, okay, so speaking of fixing airplanes, let's move to building airplanes.
Perfect.
It's time for our daily update on the one-week wonder with Spencer Schott from our news department. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're glad you're back. Glad to see you back here, Spencer.
I'm glad to be back. Always fun to talk to you guys about the one-week wonder.
So what's happened since yesterday?
So yesterday they had a lot of organizing and planning, and they were putting on the final touches to allow people in the general public to come and drive their rivets. And so now they had two wings on either side of the building area that people could go up and drive or pull their own rivet and then sign it right next to it.
And I saw that there was a training station they have set up to where you can, you know, do it once, and that seems to be the training required, and then you can go put one in the wing.
That's exactly how it works. I actually talked to a couple volunteers today that are specializing in the training department. And so the first ones that we talked to are the people who are trying to pull people in. The next one I talked to gave me a step-by-step rundown on how to pull your own rivet.
I think we're going to be playing that one a little bit later. So you want to give us a synopsis or summary of what those folks talked about?
Oh, yeah, of course. So I talked to two volunteers. One, her name was Edith, and she was in charge of being out in the front, calling people in, getting them come over, and just explaining how easy it is to pull a rivet. And it's a three-step process.
Sure.
And so she talked about how to pull people in. If you're just passing by, it takes a minute to get your training done. It'll take a little bit longer to wait in line,
yeah,
as
mm-hmm.
it always does. But it's an easy process that anyone can do as long as you can hold the air compressor gun.
Have you done it?
I have. I've done the training. I'm still holding my card. There was a long line today, so I had to run back to the studio to get on air and talk to you guys. So I haven't pulled my official rivet on the airplane yet, but I plan to do that this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay. So I'm kind of wondering, large scale. Edith, we have found. We found Edith's tape. So let's take a listen.
Day 3 of the 1 week wonder, and rivet training continues. People are lining up, ready to trade in their initialed rivet certification card for their chance to pull an official rivet on this year's 1 week wonder. Edie Bickford is one of the EAA ambassadors working on the front lines.
Yeah, we just love to have people come and, if they don't know how to rivet, learn and see how an airplane's put together. And we're going to get it done in 1 week. We did it, in 2014, and we can do it again.
The other ambassadors are just as enthusiastic as Bickford, and they are all confident that they will get their work done on time, especially with your help. Bickford says if you have any spare time as you walk by the exhibit, stop in and get trained in just minutes.
We have good teachers. And it's a few minutes, a little bit of your time, and then you get to be a part of this really exciting event.
To find out just how easy it was to get trained in rivet pulling, I went up to 1 week Wonder Ambassador and rivet trainer Larry Zepp and had him walk me through the training process.
So we put the rivet stem in the gun, in the hole, and then usually it's easier to use the rivet gun to help line up the rivet into a hole. And sometimes it'll slip right in. Sometimes you have to move it around a little. As soon as the head of the rivet is flush with the aluminum, and pull the trigger.
The building crew is using what is known as a blind rivet, also called an AVAX rivet, which only requires one person and an air-powered rivet puller. On more traditional rivets, it requires two people and one on either side of the metal, with the person in back hammering the rivet in place. Zepp explained to me how the AVAX rivet makes the building process go faster.
we pull the stem out of the rivet, which causes the inside part to expand in diameter and lock the aluminum sheets together. With these, it's a blind rivet where you just have to work from the outside and it goes really fast.
Not only do you get to pull a rivet on the plane, but you get to leave your own mark on the One Week Wonder.
And they'll sign their name next to where they pulled the rivet, and then they will go sign the builder's log as one of the builders of this aircraft.
There are over 12,000 rivets all over the plane, but both Zepp and Bickford are encouraging anyone and everyone to stop by.
No, it's not difficult.
EAA Radio will continue to follow the progress of the One Week Wonder with daily updates at 12:15. Reporting live for EAA Radio News, I'm Spencer Schott.
Spencer, that was riveting.
Thank you for recycling yesterday's pun.
Well, as a former builder, I know exactly what he's talking about with the blind rivet and how much easier that is, because I've had experience with the other type of rivets. Depending on the position of the rivets on the surface that you're doing, you might be able to do it with one person. And if you want a lot of practice in building muscles, you can use a hand riveter where you actually squeeze the jaws of the mechanism together to squeeze the rivet. If you're fortunate enough, you might have a pneumatic rivet gun that will make that process easier. But there are some places where that application just won't work. And as the gentleman on the radio, on the interview said, you need two people, somebody to, we call it bucking the rivet, and somebody else to fire the rivet gun. The blind rivet concept really makes this streamlined process. And the differences in what the airplane looks like is that with the type of rivets that are being built on the RV-12, you can see them. They're on the, you can see them raised on all of the surfaces. If you use the traditional rivets that require a little bit more work, they can actually blend in to the surface of the wings, for example, to where they don't have any aerodynamic effect. But in this concept, since it's a light sport airplane, it has a mission built purpose. The blind rivet concept is excellent.
So, Paul, what's the panels themselves are pre-cut. All the holes are pre-drilled.
I was going to talk about that early on, and back in the history of Vans aircraft, you had to actually drill every hole and follow it with a rivet, and this was a very, very time-intensive process. But now with the advent of CAD-CAM technology, everything is electronically done. All of the holes are actually pre-punched. The fixtures are all laser aligned. It really, really is a sophisticated building process. You still have to dress the hole that you're going to work with, which means just run a drill bit through it just to make sure it's the appropriate size, make sure there's no burrs, but then putting the rivet in is easy. And since everything is aligned, you don't need any complicated jigs to assemble this. It's a matter of just put it all together and keep on going. I went by this morning. I see things that look like wings, and I see the start of the fuselage, and I also saw the panel. So it looks like this one is getting a full dress Garmin panel times two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So redundant.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what I was going to ask about riveting is that the odds must be just really low that you would ever have to drill and replace a rivet.
Well, there can be rivet error. That's like pilot error, but there can be rivet. There can be rivet error. It's possible that you might make a mistake. But there's simple techniques to fix that. You just simply drill it out. You may have to resize a hole and just put another one in.
Yeah.
As somebody from Vans once told me, they said, after all, it's just an airplane. It's quite easy to do this. So.
Okay. Marketing department, maybe?
Maybe. it's just an airplane.
So, Spencer, what do you expect to see between now and when we talk to you tomorrow at midday?
Well, hopefully the line might get a little bit shorter, but that's mainly for my benefit, so I can drill my own rivet. But they are going to continue putting the wings together. Maybe the fuselage will be out so so people of the general public can go and pull their own rivets on that. Today they were just working on wings. But like you said, walking by earlier, you can tell there's wings. You can tell there's a fuselage. It's starting to look like a plane.
I also saw they've already built a fuel tank and are working on some flight control surfaces.
Yep. The building team is hard at work.
Yeah, they really are. And the engine is sitting out on a stand. So it's clear that at the appropriate point, they'll be able to start you know, dropping the key components in.
So does the empennage go in three pieces onto the fuselage?
So it looks like the way this is going to work is the empennage is done first, and then they work on the wings, then they work on the fuselage, and then start doing the final assembly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's if you're looking at purchasing the kit, it actually comes in six separate sections. So you start out with one section, you finish it, you can purchase the next section, finish it, and six of those events later, you have a completed airplane.
It's kind of a different take on the concept of an installment purchase, huh?
It is, and it brings a whole new meaning to a model airplane. I mean, as a kid, I grew up, you know, building model airplanes. This is just a big model airplane with, as Spencer said, 12,000 rivets. Yeah.
Lots of bits and pieces.
If you're interested in watching what's going on the 1 Week Wonder, there is a webcam that you can get to through EAA.org. And so that's one way to follow what's going on. You'll see a couple, three different views of the area. Spencer, thanks for compiling another look into what's going on with the 1 Week Wonder. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be right back here tomorrow at 12:15.
Wonderful. So coming up next on Squawk 1200, I'm going to do this on faith just a little bit, because what's supposed to be right on the other side of the door that has no window in it is the winner of the winning team from the Founders Innovation Award, which was competed for and awarded last night. And so with any luck, when we come back, we'll be talking to those folks, a group of guys from Florida who today are $20,000 richer. You're listening to EAA Radio.